T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer lifting the state's stay-at-home order over COVID-19. And the live and local latest now from News Radio 950's John Hewitt. John?
Yeah, Jason, the move allows the entire state to move into phase 4 of her My Safe Start plan in stages. As a result, outdoor gatherings of 100 people or less, it had been 10 or less, but now up to 100. If everyone adheres to strict social distancing, it's allowed, effective immediately. Starting this Thursday, the 4th of June, retailers can reopen with capacity limits. And then next Monday, the 8th of June, restaurants can follow suit, being allowed to reopen with in-dining or outside dining, again with capacity limits in place.
May was hard. April was hard. The last part of March was as well. We don't want to repeat this in the fall. So please take your role seriously and keep doing your part.
Not on the list, however, were hairdressers and barber shops. The governor says they need to remain closed for at least the next couple of weeks. Also new today, bottle returns in limited capacities will be allowed to resume in 2 weeks' time. As for the latest COVID-19 numbers across the state, over 57,500 positive cases have been reported, with more than 5,500 deaths recorded due to COVID-related complications to date. Reporting live and local, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
In Detroit, Mayor Duggan issuing another order setting a curfew starting this evening at 8 o'clock. And that curfew runs until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Mayor Duggan says the idea is to keep a group of protesters who are instigating violence and destruction out of the Motor City.
Make no mistake, it's not over. And believe me, our investigation of the group that is instigating this is not over. It is very intense. We understand what's coming. We also understand that if we allow these groups to gather after dark, we will suffer the same fates as other cities.
Now, the mayor says many of the 110 people arrested last night for violating the curfew, they're from cities in Macomb County, as well as far away from Tennessee and Washington, D.C. One change from yesterday's curfew is that anyone can go to and from a store if they're buying something. Now, 3 Detroit police officers have been taken off detail that have been dealing with protests in downtown. A video on social media showing one officer pushing a man to the ground on Saturday night. Police Chief James Craig spoke live this afternoon and says an investigation is now underway.
The bottom line, we take it seriously. It's not being tossed aside because we're dealing in a situation where there's violence, but we expect our officers to maintain a high level of professionalism.
Chief Craig says the investigation will include looking at body camera video from the cops. This will determine what happened leading up to the video clip that was put on social media. There were no serious injuries. A message from the Auto Beat this afternoon, and it's coming from UAW President Rory Gamble in the wake of the violent weekend. And he's saying, we're all in this together. WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert joining us live and local with the latest. Jeff.
Well, Jason, Gamble says he is not speaking out as an African-American, but as an American. He called George Floyd's death tragic and needless and an American tragedy. But he also said it cannot be our future. So what will it take for a brighter future?
It's going to take everyone speaking up when they see wrongdoing and corrective action. We're advocating for that in the UAW. Now, and we should advocate for that with our public servants as well.
Campbell calling the president's statements today inflammatory. Reporting live, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.